Good morning, and welcome to The White Way, a public service radio program of the Moiliili Honganji. Moiliili Honganji is a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani and our members invite you to join us at temple services and activities. If you go to our internet website at www.moiliilihonganji.org, you will find a map of our location and some information about our temple and activities. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by the Miyazaki family, in memory of Shuichi and Pearl Miyazaki. Our speaker this morning is Mr. Piper Toyama, past president of Honpa Honganji Mission of Hawaii and of the Kyoto. Good morning, Mr. Toyama.
Good morning. I'm Piper Toyama, former head of the Pacific Buddhist Academy and past president of Hawaii Kyodan. I'm grateful to Moiliili Honganji for giving me this honor to speak to you this morning. In the 2 years when COVID kept us away from each other, I began writing stories about my life on the sugar plantation on the Big Island. The little stories were written for the people on the plantation I grew up with. And the stories were meant to remind them of a way of life that is long gone. I finally compiled the stories into a book, and I titled it Family Stories from the Plantation and Beyond. Though I had no intention of relating any of my stories to Buddhist teachings, I later realized Buddhist perspectives did find their way into a few of the stories. So today, 1 week after Father's Day, I thought it appropriate to read a story from my book about my father that unintentionally reflects Buddhist perspectives. I say unintentionally because my father was a devout Christian, an Episcopalian to be exact. He was a Christian at heart since he was in high school and became a committed Christian in his 40s. He was a lay minister at St. Columba's Episcopal Church. Of course, my brothers and I followed in his footsteps and became devoted Episcopalians right up to our early college years. But the more I think of it, his wisdom did not evolve from Christianity or Buddhism. His was the wisdom of the plantation, for that was the only way of life that he knew from his birth to his death. My father's name was Tom Takeji Toyama. He was born on April 21, 1920, on the Big Island. His parents were part of the Okinawan immigration of the early 20th century that brought Uchinanchu to work on Hawaii's sugar plantations. Now, let me read an excerpt that talks about my father's wisdom. It begins on page 124 of my book. After graduating from high school, my father started working for Hamakua Mill Company. This was in 1938, and he was 18 years old. He died on June 20, 1969, in an industrial accident in the sugarcane fields he loved so much. He started out as a laborer hoeing weeds. At the time of his death, he had risen to the head of the company's sugarcane harvesting operations. This was a remarkable accomplishment for someone with only a high school education. The place in which he shared his wisdom that I most treasure is his letters. He wrote to me regularly during the 4 years I was at the University of Massachusetts from 1965 to 1969. I kept all of his letters. They tell not only of a life on the sugar plantation, but of what he believed in. I can't think of a better way to reflect on his wisdom than by sharing quotes from his letters. My father talked very little of his childhood and young adulthood with me. He seldom spoke of his Okinawan heritage. The most significant thing I remember him mentioning about his past was in a letter from the fall of 1967. In it he wrote, quote, "I was teased and looked down upon because of my ancestry and the poor standard of living my parents brought from the old country. My father decided that no matter what, he would educate his children to make us equal. I had an uphill fight all the way. There is still prejudice in Hawaii, as you know, but I think we've come a long way. End of quote. I was struck by the tone of his words. He did not complain about the poverty and prejudice he suffered. In fact, I never heard him complain about the injustice of being paid less than his Haole colleagues on the plantation, even when he became head of the harvesting department. In a silence he embodied, like many parents did at that time, the importance of acceptance of life just as it is. The Jodo Shinshu phrase, Sono Mama, means everything is as it is. Everything is meant to be as it is. My father accepted life as it presented itself to him without complaint. He never protested. But he also understood that he was responsible for being part of the causes and conditions that would create a new reality for others. In that same fall letter, he wrote, quote, "My philosophy and goals in life are to make our country a little better than when I found it. Yes, there's plenty wrong with our country. I don't doubt that. But we must have concrete suggestions and actions to change it." End of quote. He also wrote, quote, "I try to do an outstanding job every day so that others like me may be considered for top jobs on our plantation in the future." End of quote. He knew that his opportunities were limited on the plantation because of his race and his lack of education. But he also knew that his actions every day could change the future for others like him. Yes, he taught me Sono Mama, but he also taught me to work for change for the better. The value Ichigo Ichie, to appreciate the preciousness of life in every unrepeatable moment, was reflected in his observations of nature. He had a fine awareness of the details of life as it unfolded. In spring 1968, he wrote, "Spring is here, and the pink orchid shower tree just below your bedroom is sprouting new leaves, and there are many blossoms. The lychee tree has lots of fruit, but we have no mangoes. The little tree mauka of your room has some blossoms, and I hope they won't fall. Everything is nice and green." His letters spoke of the rhythm of the seasons and a changing weather. As I read those passages, which appeared in various forms in his letters year after year, I felt his connections with these repetitive changes in nature as if they were happening for the first time, and his appreciation that he was a witness to each change. In those simple lines, reminded me that, like him, Ichigo Ichie was to light my way in responding to the world. My father stressed gratitude as an important part of the person he wanted me to be. In an early fall 1967 letter, he wrote, "One of the basic ingredients of developing good character is the feeling of gratitude. Don't forget to acknowledge by notes and letters those fine people of Massachusetts who have made your stay there a happy one. They deserve the courtesy of your acknowledgement." End of quote. And in spring 1967, he wrote, quote, "Remember, Piper, as you prepare to leave your temporary home of 4 short years, it's good to give without remembering, and to receive without forgetting your many wonderful friends and their hospitality." End of quote. He believed that we are fellow travelers on the same journey. As such, we must help each other, look out for each other. He told me in one of his last letters, quote, "Wherever you go, help to carry the burden of others whenever you can." End of quote. and in his final letter he told me of his new traveling companion, the little boy next door. He wrote, quote, "I will be chief umpire at all the Little League games, and I enjoy it very much. Our new neighbors are the Roswells, and they have a boy named Adrian. He is my buddy and my shadow. He goes with me to all the Little League games, and he even helps me with my yard work." End of quote. The image of my father and little Adrian together brings to mind Shinran's words, "Ondo bo, ondo gyo." It means we are all fellow travelers in spirit. I only wish Adrian had been able to travel with my father long enough to truly know the man he was. But then, I think Adrian did know. This ends my reading of the excerpt of my book. Though my father was only 49 years old when he died, and it has been 54 years since, sharing his words today continues to give life to his presence in my life. And for this, I thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Toyama, for your Dharma message. Tomorrow, Sunday, June 25th, our speaker at our 9 a.m. service will be Mr. Piper Toyama. He will be sharing his book, Family Stories from the Plantation and Beyond. So come and listen to him speak. Come to the Mo'ili'ili Summerfest sneak peek in the Old Varsity Theater parking lot on Friday, June 30th from 5 to 8 p.m. There will be Andagi, Saucer King, and the new Mo'ili'ili Born Dance Tells. As we come to the close of our program this morning, we'd like to thank our sponsor, the Miyazaki family, and our speaker, Mr. Piper Toyama. We thank you for listening and invite you to join us next week, when our speaker will be Reverend David Fujimoto of Mililani Honganji Mission. Namo Amida Butsu.